We're learning the laws of the Arbakosos, which is found in Simon Tuf Ayin Beis. We've been learning when it comes to certain times, a person reclines in different fashion and different ways, whether or not, using the language of the Mechaber, a person is Yatsirei Chavasa, a person has fulfilled their obligation. Exactly what does that mean? Let's say a person does not recline at the times in which one is supposed to. What exactly is one supposed to do? So the Mechaber actually tells us this very halacha. He says, "Kol misha sarach hasiba." Any person that should be reclining, and for whatever reason, imachol or shasabul hasiba, they did not eat, for example, the matzah, or let's say when it comes to the arbakosos, the drinking of the four cups of wine or grape juice, they do so without reclining. They forgot to do so. Lo yatsa. So the Mechaber says, you have not fulfilled your obligation. V'sarach lachsor lechol v'lishtos b'hasiba. You can imagine. You're already pretty stuffed or pretty tipsy. Nonetheless, if you do not recline, the Mechaber says clearly, it is necessary for you to do those actions again. You have to eat the matzah again. You have to drink the arbakosos again. Bahasiba, reclining. Now, the Ramah helps us out a little bit over here. V'yesh omrim, and he says, the mizman hazeh, that nowadays, de'ein derech l'hasev, as we know, the whole idea of reclining is not something in which people, even people who are chashuv, people who are of high stature, that's something which they typically do when they eat. So because of that, Kedaihu Raviyo Lismachlov Shibriyeved Yatsabul Hasiba. The Ramah tells us that Bidiyeved, if a person ate, drank, without reclining, you've fulfilled your obligation. At least you've consumed that which you were supposed to, even though you didn't do in the proper action of reclining. Nonetheless, the Ramah says that that's okay. Now, then the Bir Halacha tells us that not only this, he says, V'das HaBach, when it comes to the opinion of the Bach, he says, B'chol HaDal Koso Sol Yachsar V'yishteh. The person does not recline by any of the four cups of wine. The Bach says you do not have to drink again. However, the Bir Halacha says that even though that is one opinion, we hold like the next line of the Ramah. But nearly, apparently, this is what we should do. Im lo shasa kosh shlishi o revi'i basiba. If a person did not recline when it came to drinking the third or the fourth cups, ein lachsav lishos basiba. When it comes to the third and fourth cups, we're lenient, and you do not have to drink another cup. And what is the reason for this? D'yesh v'chshash shenira kamosiv al hakosos. The third and fourth cup is already after you've finished everything. You've finished eating the afikomen, you benched. And therefore, the only things one is allowed to have at that point in Matir Nachar Achar Pesach Avikomen, only things that they can have are the third and fourth cups of wine. And therefore, we do not want you to be Mosev Al Kosos. We don't want you to drink more than the four cups. And therefore, in this situation, if you do not recline for cups three or four, then you do not drink again. You do not have to have another cup. However, says the Ramah, B'shnei Kosos Rishonos, the first two cups, of course, the first being Kadesh, Yachsar V'yishteh Blo Bracha. He says that you should drink another cup, because certainly one is allowed to drink during the meal and during that time. So therefore, it's not an issue of adding cups, and therefore one should in fact have another cup of wine, or possibly two, if you didn't recline by the first and the second. Below bracha, you do not say another bracha. Not only that, he says, v'chein v'chilas matzah. So is the law when it comes to eating matzah. V'chadchilo yosei kol hasun. He says that preferably, reclining is not just by the arbakosos, it's not just by the eating of the matzah, but really the best way is to recline throughout the entire meal. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us as follows. Now apparently if a person ate all this matzah, which in itself is a difficulty to eat the proper measures of matzah, chilos matzah, and then the korach and the afikomen, making sure that you have enough space, you didn't have too much of the Shulchan Aruch. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Hainu shi'as v'yochel ha'kazayas matzah v'lo bracha. You would not say the bracha of al-achilas matzah again, even though you didn't eat it properly because you didn't recline. You should eat it again, that proper measure, but without a bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, mihu bi'afikoman. When it comes to the afikoman, im shochach l'ochel ba'asiba. If a person did not recline when it came to eating the afikomen, lo yachsar v'yachlenu. One does not eat again. Da asur le'echol shnei pa'amim afikoman. a person is not allowed to have afikoman twice. It can only be eaten once, and if you didn't eat it properly, then you should not eat it a second time, because as we said, that once you've eaten the afikoman, no other food can be eaten. So on this, the Piskei Tshuvos asks the following question. He says, Bikasha, I don't understand. The Soser Atzmo, that the truth is, there seems to be an apparent stira contradiction. That it says elsewhere, in Siman Tafayin Ches, Shebedi'evet im ochel achri achilas afikoman, yasser v'yoichel k'zayah shmura l'shem afikoman. Let's say you're not supposed to eat anything after you had the afikoman. Let's say you did. So does that mean you should just continue in your meal? Or perhaps you should have another afikoman. So it's brought down that you should do exactly that. That you should have another k'zayas of shmur masa, and you should have it again l'shem afikoman. So what does that sound like? So we can deduce, hari shemater l'echol shnei pamim afikoman, you're allowed to eat afikoman twice, v'makom shel nohag k'dina b'chilas rishona. The first time you ate the afikoman, if it was not done properly, so then you should do it a second time. Why was it not done properly? And again, you can probably see distinctions between these two halachos. That the first time you ate it properly, but then you had something afterwards, so which kind of negated, caused the problem with the first afikoman, so you can have a second one. And therefore, the question the Piskei Tshuvos asks is that if you didn't recline, why does Mishnah Berurah tell us that when it comes to the afikoman, don't eat another afikoman, because you can't have a choice? We see that sometimes you can. So he says, a way to possibly explain this contradiction is in the following words of the Mishnah Berurah. It says, "V'di'evet im shachach v'ochol bo asiba." If you forgot, you ate without reclining. Ein tzarach lachzav l'echol. You do not have to recline and eat again. Im kasha alav ha'achila. If it's difficult for you to eat, we're not going to require someone who's already so full to have to eat again, which will perhaps make them feel sick. L'maisa yesh sheposku kefi divri ha-Mishnah Berurah. Many paskin, in accordance to this ruling of the Mishnah Berurah, which is an interesting kula. If you have not fulfilled your obligation, maybe you could say, what difference? If you're full, you're not full, so wait another hour, whenever you can. But the reality is that it's not necessary for one to do so if one is full. Shim ein koshel lav ha-achil yasu yocha afikom basib. But we can deduce that if in fact the person did not eat the afikoman properly, which means that they ate the afikoman without reclining, which you probably should warn people to do so, then one is allowed to eat the afikoman, and one should eat the afikoman again, provided again that they have room to be able to eat it again. V'yesh shekosu she'im nisker she'ochel b'lo hasibu lefnei berchas ha'mazon. That this is referring to a situation where you remember that you did not recline upon eating the afikoman before benching. In that situation, ashi gomar es achilas hamatzah afikoman, yas v'yorcho od matzah l'shem afikoman, im ein kashel av hachil. That if you didn't start benching yet, so you can eat the afikoman again, make sure you do it properly this time and recline. Alim kvar berach birchas hamazon, lo yitl yodav shuv kdei l'echol afikoman ba'aseva. You don't have to have two shulchan arichs. So it's not necessary that once you've already benched and you realize, you know what, I now remember that when it came to the afikoman, I did not recline. In that situation, it's not necessary. So just to recap, certainly whenever a person is having a suda l'chachila during the entire meal, it's brought down the Ramah that one should recline. However, certainly one fulfills their obligation by reclining during the drinking of the four kosos and the eating of the matzah. When we made a distinction between the third and fourth cup, in which we would certainly not require to make another drink other cups, because the issue of adding onto cups, the first and second cup, if one does not recline, one should drink another kos without the resetting of bracha. When it comes to eating a matzah, we have to make sure to recline. If not, you do have to eat it again. And the question is, when it comes to afikoman, which depends on one's appetite, if one still has room, then you would have to eat again, but hopefully you'll remember to recline when it comes to all these things, and therefore it won't become an issue at all.